USA Radio News with Wendy King.
50 people, including Hollywood stars Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin, are charged with paying a total of some $25 million in bribes to get their children into elite universities. U.S. Attorney Andrew Lelling.
These parents are a catalog of wealth and privilege. They include CEOs, successful securities and real estate investors, two well-known actresses, a famous fashion designer, and the co-chairman of a global law firm.
The man who organized the plot, William Singer, pleaded guilty to racketeering, conspiracy, and obstruction of justice. The British Parliament has rejected the latest Brexit deal made by Prime Minister Theresa May and European Union leaders. May says Parliament will vote on Wednesday on declining to leave the EU without a deal on March 29th. If that's approved, a vote will be held on Thursday to ask for an extension. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
A key congressional Democrat is backing the House Speaker's call to back off impeachment. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff is siding with Nancy Pelosi, who said on Monday that Democrats should not pursue impeachment unless there's overwhelming and bipartisan support for doing so. She spoke to the Washington Post, riling some liberals in the House Democratic caucus when she did. But Schiff says on Tuesday, quote, "I think the Speaker is absolutely right." He said pursuing impeachment without bipartisan political support would be doomed to failure and would be more divisive in already divisive times.
Federal officials fear thousands of guns were stolen from an ATF facility in West Virginia. The case began when police searched Christopher Lee Yates' car and found a pistol. They ran a check and quickly determined the gun had been stolen. Officials are concerned it may have been an inside job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lawmakers are taking a good hard look at President Trump's brand new budget proposal. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are poring over President Trump's financial blueprint. The $4.7 trillion budget proposal does make some deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. Arkansas Republican Steve Womack says the U.S. is in financial crisis and some tough choices need to be made.
As the Congressional Budget Office warned earlier this year, our nation is nearing a fiscal crisis. I would argue we're already in one.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A big happy birthday going out to the Internet. The World Wide Web is turning 30. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
In March of 1989, English computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee submitted his idea to his bosses at a physics lab in Switzerland about a worldwide communication system. Berners-Lee admits today he never dreamed his idea would revolutionize the world. Now about half the planet's online and about 2 billion websites exist. But technically speaking, the World Wide Web is a little different from the Internet, as the web is the system we use to access the Internet. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.